Good morning, people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made and created and added into our lives. And we are rejoicing in Him today because He never fails and He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me encourage you from the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble," or a stronghold in times of trouble. "He cares for those who trust in Him." Rather, He knoweth them that trust in Him. Praise God. What a beautiful scripture. You know, when Nahum was writing this, there's a picture painted about where people going through storms of life, and every man can go through a storm of life. And either a man is entering into a storm, or he's in the middle of the storm, or he's out of the storm. But storms are part of life, and we need to embrace them, but at the same time know whom do we trust. No matter what the storm be, if we trust in the Lord God Almighty, He will be our refuge, He will be our stronghold, He will be our hiding place, He will uphold us with His right righteous hand. He will not allow us to be moved, He will not allow us to be fallen or shaken, because we trust in Him. Our foundation is the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we are founded. Our foundation is the promises of God's word in which we stand, and therefore we will not be shaken. So be encouraged as Nahum is writing very beautifully. You know, I was listening to a beautiful hymn written by Charles Wesley in 1700s, and he writes this hymn out of his experience whilst he was traveling across the Atlantic, and you know, he met with a severe storm. And he wrote this hymn in lieu to that. And he talks beautifully of how God will protect him. His prayer was, "Lord, hide me in your bosom, O God. Preserve me, protect me, bless me." And, you know, and he beautifully, you know, wrote that beautiful hymn that we sing in the churches today. My dear brothers and sisters, let me encourage you also from the book of Psalm chapter 39. Sorry, Psalm chapter 37, verses 39 and 40. "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in Him." So, remember to fly to Christ for refuge whenever the storms of life become overwhelming, right? He alone is our refuge and the one true foundation of life. Run to Christ, run to Jesus. And let me tell you, He will never disappoint you. He will always meet with you at the point of your need, your want, your desire. Whatever you are grappling with, lay it before His throne of grace. And I promise you, in accordance to the promises of the Word of God, that He will always come through to you. Amen. Be encouraged. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made and added into our lives, the 2nd of March, 2022. We are honored to be called your sons and daughters. We are honored and privileged to be in the land of the living with the breath of God in our nostrils, with the health and strength that you have provided us, Lord, with jobs and businesses that you have given us, with lovely families that you have surrounded us with beautiful friends that you have given us. And therefore, Lord God Almighty, we are highly grateful to you, Lord. I pray that, Father God, as we trust in you, depend on you, Lord, you are a refuge, you are a buckler, you are a shield. Your name is a strong tower in which the righteous will run and hide themselves in times of trouble. Lord God Almighty, you are everything. You are a mighty fortress, and we bless you for that, O God. Lord God Almighty, today I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray that your grace and your glory will abound upon their lives. You will lead them besides the still waters and green pastures. You will lead them in all truth and in all righteousness. And I pray that you will bless them, O Father God. Lord God Almighty, I pray they'll be kept from every appearance of evil. And I pray that your angels will guard them and protect them, and your Holy Ghost will lead them and guide them. Abba Father, I thank you for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies, right from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. I release your healing virtue to flow, and I command their bodies to be aligned to God's word. In Jesus' name, I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that frame no more. And Father, we thank you, we bless you. We give you the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.